April showers bring May flowers, and they also bring some odd trends in fashion. And to prove that, our fashionista Andy Page is here with the latest on rain gear.
Yeah.
Hi, Andy.
You know, I think that rainy days should be something that we look forward to because we get to use all of our super cute rain stuff, which, you know, it's not like it used to be. It doesn't have to be a plain brown, you know, raincoat and, you know, basic slickers or galoshes, as my grandmother used to make me wear.
Yeah.
Now, rain gear is super chic and modern. And so I want to talk to you about three trends. One, the first one I absolutely love, and it's the translucent trend. And so if you can imagine, it's a little like wearing a translucent shower liner. However, raincoats are completely clear, so it's like wearing a glass coat. And I love this. It's so Judy Judson. I think it's super chic, so you can see your outfit underneath. But the other thing that they've done is not only can you get a translucent raincoat, you can get translucent rain boots.
Those are so cute.
I am telling you, these things are so adorable. And, of course, you can wear adorable socks with them.
Right.
So you can wear a fantastic pair of socks. It's like glass slippers, literally. Yeah. I love this trend. And if you've been looking to do something a little unique and grown up, this is a fantastic way to incorporate really cool style into your rainwear. So be sure to follow me on Pinterest so that you can see that. The second trend is actually, it's called slouchy chic, and it's all oversized. So what you want to do is you want to wear really, really oversized, almost like your menswear that's belted for your rain gear, but then your shoes are super modern and chic. And if you haven't bought rain boots since you were a kid, I'm telling you, some of the rain boots on the market right now are so great, you don't have to wait for the rain. I actually pinned a pair of slip-ons that are high-gloss black ankle boots.
They're
that are
so cute.
Oh, they're so cool. You could wear them with any outfit. So, but the slouchy chics is our second trend. And then the last one is unbelievable color. I know that we probably all grew up with a yellow rain slicker and maybe some cute rain boots, but Hunter has really put rain gear back on the market. I mean, gosh, these boots are $155 a pair, but they come in 85 colors.
Oh, my.
So, and of course, you know, with every high-end designer, you will have people who do things that are inspired by that designer. So you can get rain boots anywhere from $11 to $250.
Goodness.
So, yeah, if you don't have a great pair of rain boots, go ahead and do that. But I encourage you, even if your entire wardrobe is black and gray and, you know, shades of wheat and white, if you do something colorful for your rain gear, then it's, number one, extremely fashionable, but two, it will turn your gray skies, you know, sunny. It'll just make the day so much better. So choose your favorite color and kind of go for it if you're that person who doesn't like color. At least let your rain gear be something that kind of stands out. And I think you'll have a lot of fun doing that.
Okay. I can't wait for it to start raining again.
You don't have to wait.
No, you don't. Well, you know, for more tips like this and to see exactly what we talk about on the radio, you need to follow me on Pinterest. I've got everything pinned there. Be sure to pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. And, of course, you can head over to my website, senseofstyle.com.
She's our fashionista. She's keeping us cool. It's Andy Page. Thank you, dear.
You're so welcome. I hope that all of your gray skies are made sunny. And thank you so much for everything, as always.
Yes. We'll talk next week.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.